My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? All you have to do is visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I believe it's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday.
I took my recycling down to the bottom of my driveway. I usually do that on Wednesdays.
Nice.
I'm hoping today is actually Wednesday.
Jason Bishop's here as well.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Running the three-man shows all week with EB on vacation in the Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Believe he passes the baton to Cakes next week. Or is it Jason? No, Jason this week.
Jason next week, and then I'm gone the following.
Yeah,
not two. 2 weeks. That's the way I roll this summer, at least.
Yeah, we're never all here in the summer.
No, just rarely if ever happens.
Maybe 1 week.
Yeah.
Out of the 3 months.
Two, maybe. Got to burn the vacation weeks. Are you going to leave vacation weeks on the table?
I never do.
Are you going to leave vacation days on the table?
Anybody who does is a clown.
I think I might have done it in the past. Like, I've probably left a few days on the table. I regret doing that.
I definitely leave days. I think during my vacation, it was Juneteenth and you guys had off.
Yeah.
So I guess I have an extra day I could use at some point.
Keep that in the bank, JP.
You got a Juneteenth day?
The vacay day bank.
Yes.
That's your bit.
Should mention on the show today, Mike Rizzo will join us, the Nats GM. We expected them to make a flurry of deals yesterday. It didn't happen.
Well, they made one.
He made a deal right up against the wire with Dylan Floro moving on.
But not a flurry.
No.
But he had a couple along the way.
Somebody trade four guys?
He was relatively busy leading up to the trade deadline.
So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. Also in studio, Jordan Miller is going to join us. He played 3 years at George Mason, then went to the University of Miami to play for Coach Larrañaga, then was in the NBA with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
He does a pod with our boy Mike Moore.
And he balled out during Vegas Summer League.
Yes.
This past, last few weeks.
Yeah.
He has a summer camp, I think, going on. So we'll talk to him about that. He'll join us in studio. So I took a little bit of a nap yesterday, woke up, went on social media, and I saw all these people tweeting that Cakes had jinxed Jason's bet.
Well, I might have jinxed it. Hold on. Because I said there was no chance that they were going to lose.
How did I jinx anything? Did I make any sort of guarantee?
Just you made a proclamation pretty much that I guess you just agreed with him that there was no way that Japan was going to beat France.
I said that if France lost to Japan in hoops, men's hoops, it would be the biggest upset in Olympic history.
Because
they were minus 3,500 on the money line. To win.
I did say something along the lines of there's no way Japan's going to beat France on their home court hosting the Olympics.
And then after work, I went and got my hair cut and went to grooming lounge right in Tyson's. Yeah. Got a slice of Andy's pizza. So good.
I noticed you didn't bring it. You didn't buy the whole pizza.
No, I didn't do
that. Like I suggested.
I bought one slice.
Okay.
And I jumped in my car and I'm driving home and Donkey Kong Matt Cahill texts me and says, "You got so lucky."
I tried to tell you.
You got so lucky.
Disrespecting them.
Disrespecting Team Japan.
Also, your boy plays for Japan from George Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's, Mike Lonergan recruited him. He was there about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, maybe longer.
The refs bailed you out.
And then there was a 4-point play. I saw the play. The kid hit the three for France. I don't know who the player was, but he got fouled. And I guess they were down four with, 6 seconds left?
Yep.
Down four, hits the free throw, and then they go to OT, right?
Go to OT. Wemby finally starts playing.
Wemby starts getting hot. And they pull off a 4-point win. But
plus Rui had been thrown out.
Yeah.
I got the win.
Drab's tweet did make me laugh. He said, "I'm sure the NBA is in a better place. Wemby can't score in the post at all. Just getting worked by Hawkinson and Japan plumbers." Japan plumbers just makes me laugh.
He was being guarded by a kid that was 5'4 at one point.
Well, the guy he couldn't back down is a white guy. I don't know how to say it, on Japan. He's from Seattle. He's a Japan citizen all of a sudden.
Right.
And then again, a bunch of guys that obviously don't play high-level bat. They play in, like, the Japan League or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Wemby can't score in the post against these guys. And he's 7-4. The only time he scores is if he's shooting a jump shot.
Yeah, I thought he would dominate that game. Clearly, I was wrong. But I did get the win.
You escaped. They got the win.
Look, it doesn't matter how it happened. I got the win.
It's hard to win six-leg parlays, even if they're all favorites.
It is.
Somebody usually stubs their toe and blows up the parlay. So good for you. You tripled your money.
I did.
Tripling your money is generally good.
I pondered cashing out, but I left it alone.
When you brought up cashing out, I was just like, why?
That's probably why social got crazy, because you said, don't do that.
Right, yeah, that's crazy.
There's a picture that went viral of, I'm not saying the kid covered Wemby the whole game, but there's a picture that went viral. It's on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. This is in a basketball game, Cakes. The guy from Japan on Wemby.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, and you can see it in the stories. But he's basically to Wemby's waist.
Well, not just Wemby, but Gobert. I mean, they're huge.
Yes.
They got two huge bigs. I don't know how big the biggest Japanese kids are, but...
Drabby, just so you know...
I mean, I know Watanabe's pretty big, but...
Hawkinson... The white dude on Japan became a naturalized Japanese citizen.
I think because he's been playing pro ball in Japan, so he like pulled in Embiid, right. But it's just with Japan.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
My boy Rui was cooking. Jason disrespected him yesterday.
What did he finish with?
He had like 24, and did they throw him out of the game for a nothing burger?
So he was dominating.
Yeah, that was a joke. I mean, it's a foul, but there's no reason to be thrown out on a foul.
It's called
foul Gobert.
JP, it's called... Yep. Home cooking. It's called hooking up France in their own backyard. I mean, is anybody stunned?
So I didn't see the replay of the 3-point shot, the foul call on the 3-point shot. Was it a foul? Did he touch him?
Of course not.
Oh, he didn't touch him.
No.
What
happened is the guy, I forget his name too. He they shoot the shot and then they like spread their legs and throw their hands in the air and make it look like they got hit.
Yeah.
And the ref fell for it. I thought they were supposed to be high-level referees.
Koulibaly, 13 minutes, one bucket.
Hey, that's my guy. I'm going to continue waving the French flag for my guy, Bilal Koulibaly.
Oh, boy. But I don't know. I'll take the win. Not a 4-point win is fine. I'll take the
win. I'm going to die on the Koulibaly Hill. I'm just, sometimes you have to plant your flag. I'm Baker Mayfield planting the flag on Bilal Koulibaly.
Mm. I tend to watch the night coverage, mm-hmm. which really is just replay. Do you do that?
No, I watch during the day. I mean, I watch a little bit at night, but I've already seen it all. So,
yeah, I like watching it at night, I guess. I mean, I'm running
around. I like
around
watching it live.
Doing different things during the day. So I'll watch it at night, and it kind of sucks because you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the swimming. The swimming was on during the afternoon. Watched that live.
The Olympics do a really good job of not allowing, like, accounts, social media accounts, to take video and footage. So they shut it down so that you kind of don't know. Unless you literally go in to Google and type it in, you don't know who is going to win that mm-hmm. night. At least I feel like they do a good job of it.
Yeah.
But, hey, as much as I hate NBC and hate Peacock, the Gold Zone is amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. They jump around from event to event. Sometimes it might be on a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
But they hop around from, like, medal matches and heats. I think the Gold Zone is the best part about the Olympics.
Drabby, you disagree with Gold
No,
this Gold
I
Zone
love
thing?
The Gold Zone. His hate on NBC is ridiculous. So, like, their coverage of the Olympics is fantastic. You know how silly it is when you're watching the swimmers in the pool and they got the flags in the lane and they tell you exactly how fast they are going, the meters per second. Like, everything they do.
Rowdy Gaines is he makes the swim. Watch yeah. the swimming. He makes the swimming event.
I don't even know what. Yeah. I mean, you don't know these bumps.
He's awesome.
You're screaming at your TV.
So,
I find swimming kind of boring for the most part.
The crowd noise gets you into it.
Crowd noise, okay. and Gaines.
Yeah, and Rowdy.
Rowdy Gaines, he hypes it up.
Maybe I'll have to give it another chance. Hasn't done this.
He doesn't like anything.
Hasn't hooked me
he doesn't
in.
Like anything.
Untrue.
Well, how can you not root
Incorrect.
For, you got to root for the Americans even though you don't love swimming.
I always root for the Americans. Of course I'm rooting for them in every single
And
event.
Then we got some local girls.
But he doesn't have to like all the sports. Like, do you like every sport?
No, but I mean, swimming's one of the big events in Summer Olympics.
I don't find it that intriguing.
Yeah, it's just his opinion. He's not a fan.
Yeah, I disagree with his opinion.
That's fine. That,
I disagree with you 95% of the time.
American,
I disagree with
you
him
You have
most.
The right to disagree with my opinion.
You got Tori Huss going today for the gold. You got Katie Ledecky going for the 1500, I believe. She owns that event.
She won one event by 17 seconds.
I think she's going with 1500. I got to look at the schedule. But yeah, I love watching it during the
Maybe
day.
Need
it's
to
great.
Bet on swimming to get me into it. Maybe I'll place a wager on some swimming. Drag, give me a swimming parlay. Hook me up.
The Aussies are silly. Silly good.
Okay.
especially the women. Yeah, women's 1500 meter freestyles at 3:04 p.m. today, East Coast.
I just respect how fast they're going simply because I'm trying to evolve into a swimmer. I've been a casual runner mm-hmm. for years,
yep.
and I've done some races, did a 10-mile race a couple months ago. My knees are so banged up. The latest diagnosis, the orthopedist basically said, you need to go through some life changes.
Yeah, some less stress on your joints.
And so I'm trying to move to swimming, and I went swimming a couple times in the Bahamas. They had a lap lane.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on my watch, and I put it on the cardio section. It didn't have a swim section. I think to do a lap, now, I didn't measure the pool, but I'm at least two times, maybe three times slower than those people in the Olympics.
JP, you're over 50. I mean, of course you're going to be way slower.
Well, how are you comparing yourself to?
Why would you compare yourself to Olympians?
It's just natural. I compare myself to the 8-year-olds that I see swim.
Yeah,
I
mean, again.
You just hear a time and I'm like, whoa, that took me 55 seconds to do one lap.
Both of those age groups are going to smoke you in whatever you're going to do in the pool for the most part. I mean, maybe you'll swim faster than a few 8-year-olds, but
I would hope so.
I don't know. Maybe you won't, but I know you're not swimming faster than the Olympians. I know you're not going to even
come close. Those swimmers are ridiculous. got like 0.3 body fat.
Mm-hmm.
0.3% body fat. Anyway, so the American men play in hoops play South Sudan today, 3 o'clock.
That was where they had
29 and a half.
That's where they had the sweat and the friendly, right?
Yes, they one by one.
I feel like I should just take South Sudan plus the number.
Plus 29 and a half?
Just because it was so close the first go around. But maybe, you know, like the Americans just didn't care the first time. Oh, God, this is an exhibition. Who cares? And they smoked Serbia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Well, Serbia smoked us on 3-on-3.
I don't consider three. Is it 3x3?
It's 3-on-3.
Is that what Pete Haley was telling us yesterday?
Yes, 3x3. I watched a little of it. So
it's crazy.
When the other team makes the basket, the clock starts and you have 12 seconds. And you do have to bring it back behind the three-point line to start.
Yeah.
And they do check it occasionally.
Okay.
I couldn't understand all the whistles, though.
That's 3x3 is pure Olympics gimmickry, is what it is. It's just a bastardization of real basketball, in my opinion.
That is true. I mean, it is very fast-paced, but these guys are just chucking threes because the analytics of it is a three is worth two, and inside the arc is worth one, so... They're just setting screens and bombing threes.
You know who loves 3x3? The guy who's not in the studio today. Eric Bickle. Probably a big fan. Nothing but three balls.
He's always claimed he likes the big three. Yeah. So he should like 3x3. I don't know that he's ever gone to see big three, but he's always defended Ice Cube's league.
There's less than a zero chance that he's ever seen big three in person.
So there was a lot going on yesterday. And of course, there was... 100 players traded in baseball.
There was a lot of movement.
I mean, I'd love to go through and just count how many players, including all the prospects. It must have been 75 players.
So we will talk to Mike Rizzo later in the show. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. The Nats GM, as I mentioned, Jordan Miller, who played here locally in high school, was the Virginia Player of the Year before he went to Mason for 3 years and then ends up at the University of Miami. He's now with the Clippers. He's going to join us in studio at 9:20. That's all right here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. So my computer, if I just first go to my browser, it kicks to MSN and you'll see the front page with all their news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the most obvious headlines I've ever seen. There's always been this theory that money can't buy you happiness, mm-hmm. right? But they say you need a certain amount of money that you can pay your bills and you're comfortable. And then they say that there's no real correlation. At least this was the thought between money and happiness. And it's a smaller amount than you'd think. It's like $75,000 a year, $100,000 mm-hmm. a year, somewhere in there, adjusted for inflation, whatever. But there's a new study from the Wharton School of Business that says, oh no, the ultra rich money does buy you happiness, sure, because you can have like those yachts you see at the Atlantis.
Right.
You can travel anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Correct.
It's such an obvious thing.
Yeah. It's the world's biggest no-brainer. I mean, if you had $100 million in the bank, you're going to be happier than if you have $20 in your checking account.
Of course.
Like, you're just going to be a happier person. I'm sorry. Maybe that's shallow. Maybe that's being capitalist driven, but sorry, it's the truth.
I know I'd be. you don't look at me.
Guilty, raising my hand over here. I'd be happier.
Anyway, I just
thought
that
wouldn't
was
be
funny.
Stressing out of going to Reagan today.
I know you wouldn't.
Sitting in security.
He's stressing out as a limo picks him up.
I know.
To take him on a flight.
It's not a limo.
First class.
It's not a limo. Chariots for Hire is providing a Suburban.
Okay.
So it's not a limo. My man Courtney West.
Very good.
Picking me up at 2:45. 2:45 p.
Get you to the airport nice and early. I like that.
Yeah, get the airport probably, you know, unless it's traffic, probably 3:30-ish.
Have an overpriced drink at the hotel, at the airport bar.
Yeah, it's in it. Just
have a double. Of course, they're going to offer you a double. You're going to take it.
Probably.
You're definitely going to take that offer.
Yeah, flight hopefully is on time.
Yeah.
And get out in the air at 5:30-ish into Phoenix. And then got an hour.
That's right. You got wait. A layover.
I got a layover for an hour and then into Monterey.
Nice.
Very good.
Get into Monterey. Get into Pebble Beach around 10.
Look.
West Coast.
I hope you have a very smooth trip. I'm not gonna sit over here and hope you have flight issues or delays. I want you to have a nice, smooth trip out west.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Passport updated? You don't need it.
I don't need it. But it is updated.
I will say this. I updated my passport last week, and then at the bottom, you know, like when you hit submit, it's like this could take 6 to 8 weeks to process. Already got it back.
Nice.
I'm ready to fly.
You're ready to go.
Internationally for the next 10 years. My passport officially has no stamps on it.
Mm.
Zippy. It's clean. I got a clean passport.
You don't have anything scheduled for overseas anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
No scheduled overseas flights.
No, you're not going anywhere.
But if I need to fly overseas, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to go.
I think next year may do Italy/Greece.
Ah, that sounds fun.
Next
also
summer.
Also pricey.
Well, it sounds expensive. Yes. Also expensive.
Yeah. All right. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It is brought to you by our friends at Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Jason is great because I saw him take a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Probably
I did.
10 minutes ago.
I did. I was,
you know what?
A little groggy.
I think I need to become great. Hold on. Let me see if I have one in my bag here. I think I do.
Yeah, you've been mired in mediocrity,
yeah,
cakes.
You know what? I'm going to become great.
Get great.
I'm going to get great right now while you're doing the first story on the sports page.
All right. Well, trade deadline has come and gone in Major League Baseball, and there was just a bevy of players dealt yesterday. I don't know how many total players were dealt. Before the deadline, it had to have been 75.
I don't know why you
maybe
just count it up.
But all the Major League Baseball analysts said that none of the big names went. Like the biggest name was Flaherty. Well, pitcher to the Dodgers.
I mean, there were some pretty big names. I mean, a Rosarena. Are you talking about yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they were saying, you know, like Blake Snell didn't get moved.
Right. Or, and, you know, Crochet didn't get moved. Scooble didn't get moved. Yeah. I mean, some of the bigger names that were expected to go didn't go. But there were some big names that went a few days ago. I mean, Jazz Chisholm for the Yankees.
He just four hits home runs all the
time. He's got four bombs in three games. Traded 3 games ago, he's got four bombs.
You think he's happy to be out of Miami and playing for New York instead? I think he's probably happy.
He loves the Atlantis. let's see. All right, so with the Nats, Riz made another little minor deal. He traded right-handed pitcher Dylan Floro from the Nats. He sends them to, I think he sent them
to Arizona.
Yeah. And they got Andres Chaparro, who's a third baseman.
He's in Triple A, hitting 332.
Hitting 332. I'm not sure how old he is.
I think he's 25.
25. Okay. Yep. All right. So I think Riz traded a total of four players. Pretty sure. But you mentioned Jack Flaherty. Jack Flaherty's been traded a billion times in the last year and a half. now, the Yankees actually had a deal with the Tigers, and they backed out. They looked at the medicals. They looked at the medicals and said, no, we're not interested now. So the Dodgers came in, swooped in, and took him. Dodgers are kind of desperate for starting pitchers because they've had at least two, if not three, hurt, and two of them are out for the year. So they needed to go get some arms. So they got Jack Flaherty. Jack Flaherty has played for three teams in the last year and a half. Yeah.
It's well-traveled.
Baltimore, Detroit, and now with the Dodgers.
He wasn't great for the Orioles. The Orioles made a ton of moves.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at one of the sites. I think it was CBSSports.com. And they pummeled the trades. And then, you know who I've seen, Valdez, who's a really angry Orioles fan online?
Who's that?
I bet he can guess.
Venomous Orioles fan?
No. Who?
Jason La Canfora.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Man, well, he's up there in Baltimore.
Jason La Canfora, man, he just rips Elias and just...
Elias.
Elias.
Nobody's ever called him Elias, ever.
He rips him all the time.
Great.
Well, the Orioles went out and they got some more pitchers. They went out and got a DH, Eloy Jimenez, who's been hurt this year, and he's usually a power bat, but he's not having a good year. I think he's got five or six home runs this year.
Yeah, I was reading his best year was 2019.
The final year of his contract. So the Orioles, you know, they went out and got Trevor Rogers, who overall the numbers aren't great from the Marlins pitcher, but his last few starts have been pretty good. So, you know, the Orioles are all in. I mean, they're just making moves. They're going to call up Jackson Holliday today. So I assume he's going to play today. Is that a day game, Matt?
12:35.
They acquired Austin Slater, who's an outfielder, and Levon Soto from the Reds for a player to be named later. So they, you know, they acquired, I don't know, four or five players, and you know, so these teams that are leading their divisions, they made a ton of moves. Or the teams that are in a wild card, they made a ton of moves.
Yesterday was the first time I've heard of the phrase prospect hugging.
Prospect hugging.
Yes, that's what a lot of people were accusing Elias or Elias.
Holding on to some of the bigger names so they couldn't get the big names.
Yeah. It's kind of like you don't want to trade away your cards that you've collected as a kid. So, you know, you feel apprehensive about dealing away your prospects.
Yeah.
Here's what I read on CBS. It says, hey, I could be wrong. Maybe Trevor Rogers will thrive and Zach Elfin will throw like he did for a lot of last season. Maybe Eloy Jimenez will regain his 2019 form and look like the star slugger so many thought he would be. Maybe Sir Anthony Dominguez and Gregory Soto thrive in the bullpen. It just really felt like this was the time for the Orioles to strike huge and attempt to suffocate the rest of the American League on their way to bringing Baltimore its first pennant since 83. They have such a loaded farm system and barely even touched it.
Please,
and then it goes
that.
On to talk about some of these guys not performing like they have in the past.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't have to give up much for them, for guys who are struggling. Was the top-rated prospect they traded, was it Norby?
Norby was the top-rated prospect
that they traded, yeah. I think Elfin's going to be good for them because...
Well, he's probably going to be the number three when it comes to playoff time.
Correct.
And then they gave away three players outside of their top 10 in their pipeline for him.
Yeah.
And I think I believe he has a year and a half of control.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll do that any day of the week.
Elias's problem was that he kind of waited too long. And then as soon as he waited, the Astros Kikuchi deal basically raised the price of doing business. And then that's when all of a sudden starting pitching became very, very, very expensive in terms of prospects.
I like going into the playoffs with Corbin Burns, Grayson Rodriguez, and Elfin. I like that. Their offense is going to be fine. They can score with anybody. Their question marks were the starting rotation beyond those first two, bullpen. And they obviously decided they weren't going to give up some of their really, really top prospects for the big names. And, I would be okay with that. I mean, the Yankees obviously went out and got a bat that they really needed.
If you wanted me to grade their trade haul from, I guess, last week up until the deadline, I'd give it a B, maybe B minus.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Solid grade. B minus, good grade.
The best part about all of this is not just the players that they acquired or kind of hanging on to some of your key prospects. It's the fact that Rubenstein was willing to take a salary dump from Jimenez and then also be willing to take a $18 million payroll bump from Elfin.
Elfin, yeah.
That would never have happened under Angelos.
Right.
No, he
it's
wouldn't.
Good to have some new blood in there willing to spend some money.
But there was a lot of action yesterday right up until the deadline, and we'll see how it all works out. In terms of some of the scores from yesterday, oh, what an ugly day for the Nats again. Of course, two nights ago, they blew a 5-run lead in the ninth, lost that game to D-backs 9-8. And then last night, let's see.
It's a football score.
Patrick Corbin gave up
11.
13 hits and 11 runs, 10 of them earned. ERA is now 5.88. I can't believe it's only 5.88 after giving up 10 runs in three innings. But they lose 17-0 to the D-backs.
That is a brutal score.
I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a football shutout. And an ugly game to watch.
Yep. Suarez, who's plays third base for the D-backs, hit not one, not two, three bombs. So just an awful day for the Nats the last couple in Arizona. So, yeah, a couple other interesting scores. We talked about the Orioles. They won 6-2. Corbin Burns gets his 11th win, 11-4, 2.47 ERA, beat the Blue Jays. Yankees came back, beat the Phillies 7-6. As I mentioned, Jazz Chisholm, who they acquired a few days ago, has hit. He hit two home runs last night, mm-hmm. and he's hit four since he was traded. And, I mean, he's just on fire. And now their lineup is back to, legitimate and powerful.
Judge, Soto, and him in the lineup.
Yeah, they'll get Stanton back, right?
They'll get Stanton back, yep. Mariners, who made some moves, got some more bats, including Justin Turner from the Blue Jays, who I think had a couple hits last night. Mariners beat the Red Sox 10-6. So now it's all about teams, as we enter August. Teams trying to hold on to division leads and trying to win wild card spots. And the Nats, for Cakes and I, just need to get to 67. They just need to find 18 wins.
Just need to claw their way to it somehow.
They need to find 18 wins.
Should be
wins.
Okay.
I think
gave you the projection yesterday based on their winning percentage.
I think the projection you gave was a little bit high because I searched after that. I found their projection to be 71. I think you gave a higher projection than
that. I just did it. The math said 74 wins based on winning percentage in 162 games.
I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't factor in the fact that it's traded two of their best hitters.
No, that's definitely part of it, but he's looking at a projection. I just was doing straight math.
Oh, I was relying my computer's AI, and I'm going to guess the computer AI is better than your straight math.
It's going to be close.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be a tight one.
Put it that way. And we'll see how many, guys that Rizzo calls up as we enter late August into September. But it's going to be close for them to get 18 wins. Today, the Nats will play at 3:40 in the final game of that series. It'll be Mackenzie Gore, who has really struggled the last five or six starts against Zach Gallen. So, and the D-backs are hot. I think they won 12 of the last 16.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, Baltimore's got a half-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. The Yankees have won four straight. Cleveland still holds on to a sizable lead in the Central by 6.5 over the Twins. Seattle back to a game lead over Houston because Houston has lost three straight. In the National League, Phillies up 7.5 on the Braves. Phillies have lost three straight, 5 of 6. And Milwaukee up 6 on the Cardinals. Dodgers, the Padres have been so hot, they've cut that lead to 5.5. They're going to win that division, but the Padres are making things really interesting in the West. So,
I just saw a bunch of Manny Machado highlights, him hitting a homer, making some great plays at third base.
I think he hit 2 bombs last night. Yeah, he's been hot. All right, so the Olympics, we kind of talked about it. Men's basketball from yesterday. I got lucky. France beats Japan 94-90. They trailed by 4, end of regulation. 6 seconds left. Kid for France hits a 3 and gets fouled. Hits the free throw. They go to OT. They win by 4. So my parlay hits, even though they were huge, huge favorites. Japan, you know, should have won the game, but didn't. So I got hooked there.
I'll spend your $60.
Canada. Remember, Canada came back early in the day and beat Australia. So I needed Canada and I need France just to win.
Do you have another 6-game parlay in the pipeline?
I don't.
That you're ready to roll out?
I don't. Maybe during the break I'll set one up.
Okay.
Lots of soccer yesterday as well. Men's U.S. team, they beat Guinea 3-0. France beat New Zealand. In tennis, there's just a bunch of tennis matches. Andy Murray's still alive in men's doubles.
He was fired up after they won. I guess he's got a couple of golds.
I think he's got 2 golds. Yep. He's got 2 golds going for his third. Did you see the end of the women's sevens rugby?
I did.
That was awesome.
I mean, I don't know the rules that well, but
they won at the buzzer.
Yeah. It was.
Drabby, did you see that? That was unbelievable.
Of course, yeah.
That was an awesome finish. And they were going crazy. Girls were crying. That was just a huge win for the U.S. And then, of course,
as Mike Marr came here, he said, he goes, why didn't they have a prevent defense in? Like, how do you not just have someone back there in case all hell breaks loose?
Has he ever seen rugby live and in person? What, what does that guy know about rugby?
Oh, now you're a snob. You've seen rugby in person one time.
One more time than Mike Marr has.
But you haven't seen sevens.
Haven't seen the sevens. I saw the whole McGillicuddy.
Yeah, but it's just mind-blowing to me. Like, you know, all you have to do is make one tackle, and you win the game. You win the bronze medal, and they just have everyone push forward. No safety. I'll take it.
I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know the strategy, but it was an awesome finish, U.S. beating them. And, you know, the big story yesterday was the women's final in gymnastics in the artistic event. Simone Biles. Anytime Simone Biles is on TV, everyone's watching. They win a gold, and they beat Italy and Brazil.
I didn't realize it was called the artistic event. I just thought it was the team.
Team event. They call it artistic, yeah.
Hmm. That's different than the rhythmic gymnastics.
And then in swimming, I love swimming. Cakes hates it. I love it.
Hate is a strong word.
It's ambivalent.
Ambivalent is the perfect word.
The U.S. won the silver in the men's 4x200 freestyle. Great Britain won that. And then in the men's 800-meter freestyle, Bobby Fink won the silver. And then in the women's 100-meter backstroke, we won silver and gold. Reagan Smith won the silver, and Catherine Burkhoff won the bronze. So we did pretty well in swimming yesterday. And, of course, 2 girls are going for the gold today, Katie Ledecky in the 1500, and Tori Husk is going for the gold in the 100-meter freestyle.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll hit the skins. We'll talk more Nationals with their GM, Mike Rizzo, at 9 o'clock here on the show. Plus, it's a game show Wednesday. Going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's coming up at 8:45 here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere. So in studio here, we have 2 TVs, and one of them's locked on the Olympics. I guess 3x3 is going on right now, or it's a replay.
That's a replay. Serbia beat the U.S.
But
yesterday.
I did hear that the triathlon was taking place today. So they tested the river.
Oh, it's
and
good.
And there's, I guess, passable water now. It's okay.
We have the less E. coli in the river.
But I found this story fascinating. There's a triathlon competitor from the United States named Seth Ryder. And he was prepping for the Olympics in Paris, and he knew that there might be issues with the water.
Right.
He's 27 years old. Do you know what his training regimen included to prepare for the River Seine?
I would have no idea. Is he swimming in like a trashy like body of water here in the United States?
According to this story, he stopped washing his hands after using the toilet.
Oh.
He said it was a direct attempt to make himself vulnerable to as much E. coli bacteria as possible.
Man, that is that is a dicey move.
So he would go to the bathroom, wipe himself, and then eat food?
I guess just not wash his hands.
I'll be honest. I was at Costco last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, now a guy was going number one, not number two, but he went number one and just walked out into the store. And then he's going to touch everything. He's going to touch the bread. He's going to touch the meat. He's going to touch the fish. He's going to touch the Coke Zero 30 pack I'm about to buy. I was a little bit tilted.
Should have said something to him.
I mean, what am I going to confront the guy for not washing his hands after he pees?
It's funny you mentioned that because last night, probably only 15 minutes, but my wife and I watched What Would You Do? Have you ever seen that?
Of course I've seen
that. With that guy, Quinones.
I don't know the guy's name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right.
It's like, it's always a setup of somebody sitting in a cafe or a restaurant.
Correct.
And they're super rude to like a waiter or waitress. And they just see if any other people will step in. And of course, people are actors. It's a bit.
The part that I saw was there was a woman breastfeeding.
Okay.
In a cafe or restaurant.
Of course.
And they monitored some people, and they had an actor who was barking at the lady like, couldn't you go somewhere else? You're doing this in public
this
to see if them people
rude
would defend
to the rest of us, that whole bit.
Right. They were in Iowa. And then there was a scene. We stuck with it because my wife was interested in the one where there was an actor who was creeping on a hot-looking chick at the gym.
Yeah, he was getting
like
pervy.
With his cell phone.
Yeah, he was pervy.
So they had an actress stretching, and then this guy's going around kind of coy but with the flash on, taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then you see people at the gym kind of staring at the guy and then go up to him, and then he bursts on the scene.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't do anything.
No, because I'm standing there doing my business, and I just see out of the corner of my eye that he was there 10 seconds ago, and then he's out the door.
You'd say, dude, aren't you going to wash your hands?
No, I mean, it's just there's standards are deteriorating. Like, what's happening to society?
I can't say I'm a 100% wash hands guy after. I think here in public, at home, probably not.
I am, but
100%?
100%, but I will admit that after going number one, sometimes it's just a very cursory, get the hand wet for 2 seconds, dry it off. Now, after the serious business, that's like 20 seconds of hand washing, soap, the whole nine.
Right.
Like, it's a real thing.
Right.
Sometimes after number one, you know, it can be a little dicey, but at least I have a little bit of water on my hands to get rid of any nonsense. At least I tried.
I'm with you. I don't think I'm a 100% wash hands guy after number one.
I'm definitely not.
It kind of depends on, you know, the situation. Am I in a hurry?
Right.
Is there a guy in front of me you know, at the sink?
I think I'm high 90s, but
I might be high 90s.
I mean, 100% may be a stretch, but I'm certainly very high 90s. It's just something that's in my brain. I think, like, go to the bathroom, wash your hands. It's like
that's crazy that that guy wouldn't. For how long did he do that? For his entire training? He didn't wash his hands?
It didn't say how long he did. It said he stopped washing his hands using the toilet to prepare.
That's crazy.
It's called preparation.
I guess.
That's some wacky prep by him.
So Cakes and I live in Montgomery County. Jason doesn't live in Montgomery County. And
thank God.
In Montgomery County, they have a ton of speed cameras.
They've got a lot.
I had to drive in certain areas where I know there's a bunch of speed cameras. Mm-hmm. Actually, if I head towards where you live on Shady Grove Road.
Sure.
There are speed cameras.
I know where they're all at. Unless they put up new ones like in the last week, I know like for the routes that I take, I know exactly where they're lurking.
And that is stressful. And I don't think I would have to worry about this or you would have to worry about this, Cakes. But in Montgomery County, they're proposing adding two, I guess it's just three spots right now, but you know how it works. Speed cameras, it was only a few at first, and now there's 110 in the county. Mm. They're adding like a noise component to it. that if you've got one of these loud mufflers,
who has that
attached to the cameras, they're going to have a noise monitor that checks the decibel level.
Mm.
And if your car goes above, I believe it was 80 decibels.
Okay. Right.
Then at first they'll send you a warning, and then second time they'll send you a $75 ticket.
Really? Have I heard cars with loud mufflers? Sure. But it's not like, I don't feel like I hear that like every day.
Yeah. I feel like I get it from motorcycles from time to time.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. Drab's looking at me like
I hear it multiple times a day, all the time. Now, look, I live on a busy road.
Yeah.
And people in Stone Ridge, I think they meet like at the elementary school or something, I heard.
Yeah.
And then they race each other. But
that's not good.
No. I hear loud exhaust all the time. I never understand. I never understand, like, a guy thinking, like, who's that for? It's the worst sound in the world. Like,
do you think you're cool because you're a loud car?
Are panties dropping with that? I don't understand it at all.
I don't get
it. Women don't like it. Anyone right. over the age of 21 doesn't like it.
I'm with you.
Automated cameras to send you a ticket? I don't know about that, but.
It seems extreme. For something, look, it doesn't bother me. What they're saying is there are people in the county that complain about it.
Right. Noise complaints. I guess maybe it's a bigger problem than I know about. I don't know.
Are these the same people who complain about the noise of pickleball?
Could be. Probably the same group of people.
I bet you state of Maryland crushes Virginia drivers. I mean, if Virginia drivers are in Maryland.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to speed cameras.
That's right. You guys come into the MD.
So when I go into Maryland,
yeah.
And thank God I don't go there very often. I'm trying to stay out of that dreadful state. But I don't think about speed cameras because there's no speed cameras in my county.
Right.
Well, we live in a free state.
We do.
They live in a nanny state.
You
over
don't
there.
Live in a state. Actually, you live in a commonwealth.
Actually, Maryland's name is the free state. So we actually live in the free state. Also, I think known as the old line state. Those are some of the nicknames. Well,
you got a lot of guidelines and rules and red tape and big brother for a free state
over
there.
Okay, this coming from the guy who lives in a state where don't you guys have like a prohibitive car tax on every vehicle that you own? Don't have that.
Personal property tax.
Don't have that in the old MD.
Yeah, but that's
you've got higher taxes than other.
Okay, if you say so. I would have to ask my accountant.
By the way, they're coming. You're just a couple years behind. Virginia passed a law in 2020 authorizing speed cameras.
Right.
In school zones and work zones. Wait. Just wait another year or two. You'll have them.
They'll be everywhere.
They made a big deal about that, and they haven't come out of that. They only are in school zones, which is fine. Like, we don't need to be plowing over kids.
You know what, Cakes?
I don't have a problem with that.
What does Maryland have that Virginia doesn't have that you go to often and even have a classic?
MGM National Harbor casinos. You guys hear those ever? Big glimmering casinos. Huge revenue drivers.
Well.
You know what's higher in your state? Income tax. State income tax.
Okay, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? You're okay with it? Mean, you're killing us on the personal property. I mean, what can we do about personal property?
Unless I'm going to move, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right, well, you're acting like we're getting crushed with taxes. Well, you're getting crushed with taxes in some aspect.
Okay. It's fine. Right. I'll just have my tax guy do some workarounds. So my tax burden is lessened.
Coming up next, we'll get into the Commanders training camp about a week in. We'll hit the Skins here on the Junkies. So in studio here, we have two TVs, and one of them's locked on the Olympics. I guess 3x3 is going on right now, or it's a replay.
That's a replay. Serbia beat the U.S.
But
yesterday.
I did hear that the triathlon was taking place today. So they tested the river.
Oh, it's
and
good.
There's, I guess, passable water now. It's okay.
We have the less E. coli in the river.
But I found this story fascinating. There's a triathlon competitor from the United States named Seth Ryder. And he was prepping for the Olympics in Paris. And he knew that there might be issues with the water.
Right.
He's 27 years old. Do you know what his training regimen included to prepare for the River Seine?
I would have no idea. Is he swimming in like a trashy body of water here in the United States?
According to this story,
Anacostia?
He stopped washing his hands after using the toilet.
Oh.
He said it was a direct attempt to make himself vulnerable to as much E. coli bacteria as possible.
Man, that is a dicey move.
So he would go to the bathroom, wipe himself, and then eat food?
I guess just not wash his hands.
I'll be honest. I was at Costco last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, now a guy was going number one, not number two, but he went number one and just walked out into the store. And then he's going to touch everything. He's going to touch the bread. He's going to touch the meat. He's going to touch the fish. He's going to touch the Coke Zero 30 pack I'm about to buy. I was a little bit tilted.
Should have said something to him.
I mean, what am I going to confront the guy for not washing his hands after he pees?
It's funny you mentioned that because last night, probably only 15 minutes, but my wife and I watched What Would You Do? Have you ever seen that?
Of course I've seen
that. With that guy, Quinones.
I don't know the guy's name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right.
It's like, it's always a setup of somebody sitting in a cafe or a restaurant.
Correct.
And they're super rude to like a waiter or waitress. And they just see if any other people will step in. And of course, people are actors. It's a bit.
The part that I saw was there was a woman breastfeeding.
Okay.
In a cafe or restaurant.
Of course.
And they monitored some people and they had an actor who was barking at the lady like, couldn't you go somewhere else? You're doing this in public
this
to see if them people
rude
would
to the rest of us, that whole bit.
Right. They were in Iowa. And then there was a scene, we stuck with it because my wife was interested in the one where there was an actor who was creeping on a hot looking chick at the gym.
Yeah, he was getting
like
pervy
with his cell phone.
Yeah, he was pervy.
So they had an actress stretching, and then this guy's going around kind of coy but with the flash on taking pictures.
Yeah.
And then you see people at the gym kind of staring at the guy and then go up to him and then he bursts on the scene.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't do anything.
No, because I'm standing there doing my business and I just see out of the corner of my eye that he was there 10 seconds ago and then he's out the door.
You'd say, dude, aren't you going to wash your hands?
No, I mean, it's just there's standards are deteriorating. Like, what's happening to society?
I can't say I'm a 100% wash hands guy after. I think here in public, at home, probably not.
I am, but
100%?
100%, but I will admit that after going number one, sometimes it's just a very cursory, get the hand wet for 2 seconds, dry it off. Now, after the serious business, that's like 20 seconds of hand washing, soap, the whole nine.
Right.
Like, it's a real thing.
Right.
Sometimes after number one, you know, it can be a little dicey, but at least I have a little bit of water on my hands to get rid of any nonsense. At least I tried.
I'm with you. I don't think I'm a 100% wash hands guy after number one.
I'm definitely not.
It kind of depends on, you know, the situation. Am I in a hurry?
Right.
Is there a guy in front of me you know, at the sink?
I think I'm high 90s, but
I might be high 90s.
I mean, 100% may be a stretch, but I'm certainly very high 90s. It's just something that's in my brain. I think, like, go to the bathroom, wash your hands. It's like
that's crazy that that guy wouldn't. For how long did he do that? For his entire training? He didn't wash his hands?
It didn't say how long he did. It said he stopped washing his hands after using the toilet to prepare.
That's crazy.
It's called preparation.
I guess.
That's some wacky prep by him.
So Cakes and I live in Montgomery County. Jason doesn't live in Montgomery County. And
thank God.
In Montgomery County, they have a ton of speed cameras.
They've
got a lot.
Like yesterday, I had to drive in certain areas where I know there's a bunch of speed cameras. Actually, if I head towards where you live on Shady Grove Road.
Sure.
Their speed cameras.
I know where they're all at. Unless they put up new ones like in the last week, I know like for the routes that I take, I know exactly where they're lurking.
And that is stressful. And I don't think I would have to worry about this or you would have to worry about this, Cakes. But in Montgomery County, they're proposing adding two, I guess it's just three spots right now, but you know how it works. Speed cameras, it was only a few at first, and now there's 110 in the county. Mm. They're adding like a noise component to it. That if you've got one of these loud mufflers.
Oh, who has that?
Attached to the cameras, they're going to have a noise monitor that checks the decibel level.
Mm.
And if your car goes above, I believe it was 80 decibels.
Okay,
Then at first they'll send you a warning. And then second time, they'll send you a $75 ticket.
Really? Have I heard cars with loud mufflers? Sure. But it's not like, I don't feel like I hear that like the norm. Every day.
Yeah. I feel like I get it from big motorcycles outlier. From time to time.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't Drab's looking at me like
I hear it multiple times a day, all the time. Now, look, I live on a busy road.
Yeah.
And people in Stone Ridge, I think they meet like at the elementary school or something, I heard.
Yeah.
And then they race each other. But
that's not good.
No. I hear loud exhaust all the time. I never understand. I never understand like a guy thinking like, who's that for? It's the worst sound in the world. Like,
do you think you're cool because you're
loud? Panties dropping with that? I don't understand it at all.
I don't get
it. Women don't like it. Anyone right. over the age of 21 doesn't like it.
I'm with you.
Automated cameras to send you a ticket? I don't know about that, but
it seems extreme for something. Look, it doesn't bother me. What they're saying is there are people in the county that complain about it.
Right. Noise complaints. I guess maybe it's a bigger problem than I know about. I don't know.
Are these the same people who complain about the noise of pickleball?
Could be. Probably the same group of people.
I bet you state of Maryland crushes Virginia drivers. I mean, if Virginia drivers are in Maryland.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to the speed cameras.
That's right. You guys come into the MD.
So when I go into Maryland,
yeah.
And thank God I don't go there very often. I'm trying to stay out of that dreadful state. But I don't think about speed cameras because there's no speed cameras in my county.
Right.
Well, we live in a free state.
We do.
They live in a nanny state.
You
over
don't
there.
Live in a state. Actually, you live in a commonwealth.
Actually, Maryland's name is the free state. So we actually live in the free state. Also, I think known as the old line state. Those are some of the nicknames.
Well, you got
for
a lot of guidelines and rules and red tape and Big Brother for a free state
okay,
over there.
Okay, this coming from the guy who lives in a state where don't you guys have like a prohibitive car tax on every vehicle that you own? Don't have that.
Personal property tax,
don't
yeah.
have that in the old MD.
Yeah, but that's
no, you've got higher taxes than other...
Okay, if you say so. I would
do.
Have to ask my accountant.
By the way, they're coming. You're just a couple years behind. Virginia passed a law in 2020 authorizing speed cameras.
Right.
In school zones and work zones. You yeah. wait. Just wait another year or two. You'll have them.
No, they'll be everywhere.
They made a big deal about that, and they haven't come out of that. They only are in school zones, which is fine. Like, we don't need to be plowing over kids.
You know what, Cakes?
I don't have a problem with that.
What does Maryland have that Virginia doesn't have that you go to often and even have a classic?
MGM National Harbor casinos. You guys hear those ever? Big glimmering casinos. Huge revenue drivers.
Well.
You know what's higher in your state? Income tax. State income tax.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, what do you mean that's fine? You're okay with
I mean,
you're killing us on the personal property.
I mean,
well, what can we do about personal property?
Unless I'm going to move, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right. Well, you're acting like we're getting crushed with taxes. Well, you're getting crushed with taxes in some aspect.
Okay. It's fine. Right. I'll just have my tax guy do some workarounds so my tax burden is lessened.
Coming up next, we'll get into the Commanders training camp about a week in. We'll hit the skins here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.